Hey guys, and welcome back to On the Other Hand with Ace, the podcast where we challenge perspectives one argument at a time. So today we'll be diving into the age-old question or the age-old debate. Can relationships and academic success truly exist? Can they coexist together? Like can they ever be 5 and 6? But before we get into that, a little question for the comment section as always. Is it fair to prioritize your academic goals over your relationship, even if it means potentially losing the person you love? Let's see what you have to say in the comment section. So the main question behind today's topic is, does a relationship really affect your studies, or if you're dumb, you're just dumb? Well, actually, it's fair to say that relationships can be impactful towards our academic performance, but it wouldn't be right to actually call a relationship a distraction. Nah, it's actually your choice if you want to be distracted by it. Like, everybody has that person that they call when they're feeling stressed. Everybody has that person that they call when they're going through something, you know? And let's say your significant other, your person you say you love. So if you're busy and you have to read this night, you have a test the next morning, I believe that your significant other, your love, would actually understand when you tell them, hey babe, I'm gonna be reading this night, I have a test tomorrow morning. I believe they'll understand. Or else it's the kind of scenario where two of you are actually occupied in this kind of sense. Like, okay, he wants comfort from you and you are busy, or she wants comfort from you and the guy is busy. Okay, but that's where understanding comes in, because it's a relationship. You have to understand each other. You have to weigh your priorities and know what's right and what's wrong. Even though none is wrong per se, but you have to know which one is more important at the moment. And that's one thing that's key in a relationship: understanding, communication. Okay, communication. Well, but on the other hand, though, relationships not treated with care could be very, very bad for your academic performance, because it's not just about talking to the person, but it's also about how you think. Sometimes instead of reading, you'll be thinking about the person. Oh my god, I wonder what this person is doing right now. Could he be thinking of me? He said he likes that show. Now you start thinking about how you want to now save up money and buy the show, how you start looking for how to get the show for him, maybe because Valentine's Day is coming, or is your birthday, or is his birthday coming up soon, you know, all those kind of things. But they are not distractions per se, but to be honest, you just have to put your priorities in order. You have to make your priorities, instead of them just being there, you know. So I asked this question earlier in the day, and this was the reply that I got.
Imagine this kind of thing now. You have a test tomorrow, or you have an exam tomorrow, and instead of you to be reading, you say you want to be calling your man author, or you want to be calling your babe author. Tell me which miracle you expect to work that write the exam for you. If you ask me, it's about doing the right thing at the right time. That time that you're using to talk to your man or to talk to your baby, that means you need to read. So it's not even the relationship, it's just you that was being stupid. And that's something that a lot of people, especially Nigerian parents, they really need to understand, because that's actually the reason why I'm not allowed to date right now. In fact, if they even hear that I was in a relationship before, but they think in my life, and then any small thing that happened to my result, okay, you were talking to this guy. If you are dumb, you are dumb. It's not about the relationship. People need to understand that.
Like, people actually really need to learn that, because who just force themselves in a relationship when they're not ready, when they're not mentally stable, they're not emotionally capable, they're not ready for all this? You just enter and you think that it's all fun and games. Still enter and you see it now. You understand? Sure. Relationships can even be impactful in so much positive sense, because it gives a support system, actually. Like, for example, one is older than the other, an older guy, a younger girl, the guy has already passed that level of reasoning or passed that level of education in what you're doing, and you need some help understanding some kind of thing. Obviously, if you reach out to him, he will help you. You actually have a personal tutor with you, or else he's not in that same field. Then, differences aside, even though he can still explain things to you, anything that he understands, he can actually explain it to you the best way he can. If not, he can reach out to people who can help you as well. Honestly, like, a relationship, it has everything positive and everything negative, but the positive side is better in this case towards the academic performance, because if that person you are dating actually is inclined to his own studies or he knows the importance of education, I believe the person would understand when any of the other parties wants to take a break or need some time to themselves to read. Oh, look at those kind of shit. They can all be avoided now. It's not quantum physics. Like, actually, it's not quantum physics. So let's not even act like all these things cannot be talked about or resolved so easily. So in conclusion, right? You can both have love and good grades. All depends on how you manage your time and how you prioritize things. It all matters on you. And again, it's important to set boundaries, you know? Let him know or let her know that, okay, this is my time, this is my academic period, and they have to stick to it. If not, they have to just back out. Like, nothing's going to take away this, because this is my goal, this is my achievement. And the person being your love has to actually understand that this is your priority, that this is your thing. The person lets you do your thing, let her do hers, let him do his. Don't say, I'm having a bad day and I need you to come and comfort me. I need you to... All that shit is crap, because the person who needs to read actually needs to read. And the person who needs to pass the exam needs to pass the exam, because, damn. So basically, rounding everything up, the positive sides of relationship, the positive side of relationship is the emotional support, the motivation that your partner will give you, the social support network, because to be honest, when you have someone else outside yourself, because two heads are better than one, when you have someone else, but the person's own people that they know and whatever the person has gathered over the years, it still is within your grasp as well, because as long as that person is with you and you are inquisitive and the person is willing to share, you have it, it's yours, you know. Then the negative effects are distractions, but we'll not say distractions per se, because you can always avoid them. That's why you set boundaries, you have time management, even though, yes, so spending time with the person and your education still has to come, because that's the cross you have to bear in the relationship. You have to know how to manage your time in the relationship and outside the relationship. Obvious. Emotional distress. Yay! Imagine now you have a test today, or you have a test tomorrow, and this night you have an argument with your boyfriend, or you have an argument with your girlfriend. Your mind will be so disrupted, because you'll be thinking about it, and then you'll be pissed off. But to be honest, it's one of the burdens you still have to bear as well. But if you know you don't want to bear those burdens, then you just have to make the person know, okay, I'm having a test next week. Please, anything that's gonna happen, please let's just try and shift it. You know, think about me, care for me, all those kind of things that make the person know that, yeah, this is really important to you, like we said before. And honestly, guys, don't be over dependent on your partner. Like, don't ever, because the person is a human being on their own, and sometimes we all have moods so you can just snap, whoomp, and then vanish. The person just goes, and you're like, oh my god, what am I gonna do today? This person is angry with me, like even myself sometimes in a relationship, but we can have an argument and then that night I can't even sleep well, like thinking of what did I do to upset this person. Okay, is this thing I said, well, let's just talk about it this night, but the person's like, nah, they need their own space to think. What? It's not easy, sha, but we'll have to bear that question. That's life. Alright guys, thank you for joining me in this episode, and that will be the end of today's episode. On the other hand, we is talking about relationships and academic performance. So make sure you subscribe and stay tuned on The Other Hand We Is. Bye guys.